Verse 1, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. What follows these verses was the evidence of his love to his own. It was love that caused him to stoop down and to wash their feet. He desired that intimate, practical fellowship with them more than they did with him. Same with us. He desires that. And we very quickly, in our contact, in our moving about in this world, whether we are at school, college, whether we are at workplace, we rub shoulders with this world, and that has an influence. That is for the spirit. We are there of necessity, but at the end of the day, we may well feel depleted. We've put up with this. We've been in this, and we're, in a sense, cast down. We're dried up. We need that ministry. And that washing of the feet is the application of the Word of God in a practical way. And you know, it's a wonderful thing, the effect of the Word. You get home tired and try to get rid of all these thoughts, but read the Word. Allow the Spirit to speak. That has a cleansing effect, very practical, in the life of an individual. And this is demonstrated when you think of the Lord, how he stooped down. And indeed, it was, on the one hand, very definitely the work of a servant. But in Exodus 21, we have the example of the Hebrew servant, which served faithfully 6 days. He could go out free.
6 years.
6 years, thank you. 6 years. He could go out free for nothing. He came in with nothing, could go out with for nothing. But when he'd say, I love my master, I love my wife, I love my children, I will not go out free. There, of course, it involved him going to the cross, in order to secure a company for himself. That he was doing. But he gives them that lesson that on the road, on the way, the lesson is still the same. It is, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Whether it is that one work he accomplished at Calvary, we went there to the cross, but his love did not end with that. It just opened the way, as it were, to bring his disciples in within the circle of those that he is addressing here, those that he loved to minister to them.